I taste the connection. I know that he is not directly answering my call, but I taste it in a way. That's what the source of that belief is. Yes?
Actually, the faith is a two-way stream. You ask God, and He, you let be, and He will call you to, and we sing to Him that way. Understand?
I didn't get it. What is the change? Yes, labeik means.
It's not only that God will answer us, but we also answer to God. You know.
Yes, but over there, when you answer to God, you are not talking to God. You are returning the labeik. Labeik is His, because it was His choice. Actually, that tendency. Who accepted the manifestation of beauty was the first labeik which started to make everything. I know that whether you will turn around, you run and say labeik, Allahumma labeik, Allahumma laka alhamdulillah, all of that, it's laka labeik, laka alhamdulillah. Everything is His, so we refer all the values to Him, because we look at that side of it. Yes, it's two-way, like calling and answering the call. But how did it finish? A very long, long paragraph. He talked about the logic and all of that. At the end of it, he said, listen, we are talking about an ever-changing universe when we talk about humanity. And this is going on and on and on. So in this ever-changing stuff, everything is changing. If I want to hang on something, I'm looking for something which is not changing, which is staying. And that's Haq. So I turn around over there. That's the point of reference to me, because I know that point is always there. And I talked about the first seed. I know that's my first seed I communicate with, so I go back to my origin. This was this long, long, long speech. Now, my beloved story. Who? You volunteered, huh? So, you better memorize this. Look at it carefully and know it by heart. Yeah. You volunteer to read?
Okay.
While you're reading, this is the favorite one, you're lucky.
I was a thirsty man, threw bricks from the top of the wall into the stream of water. On the bank of the stream, there was a high wall. And on the top of the wall, a sorrowful, thirsty man. Wall hindered him from the water. He was in distress for the water like a fish. Suddenly he threw a big brick into the water. The noise of the water came to his ear like spoken words. Like words spoken by a sweet and delicious friend. The noise of the water made him drunken as wine. From the pleasure of the noise of the water, that sorely tried man began to hurl and tear off bricks from that place. The water was making a noise, that is to say, hey, what is the advantage to you of this hurting a brick, or hurling a brick at me? The thirsty man said, O water, I have two advantages. I will now wise refrain from this work.
Okay, this is the story. First of all, there was a use of a word over there which is noise. Noise sounds a little bit negative to me. The word, Persian word over there is extremely positive. It's bang. Bang means when calling everyone, when you shout and call everyone to something, that's bang. Bang is when you declare your attention, when you announce something. It's even more than announcing. Therefore, noise is not it. Especially at the last one, that the water was making a noise, is not it. Over there it shows the attitude of the water, who was saying, hey, what are you doing? So, yes, when they call for the prayer, they will say Bang Azan, because they are calling everyone for prayer. That's what the Bang is. Anyhow, the story starts like this, that there is this small creek, we call it river, it's simpler. This creek, beside the creek there is a tall wall, and somebody is sitting over there thirsty and poor. Means what? Means you. You. I tell you that always I'm talking about you. Rumi is talking about you. You are a fellow beside a creek, because we know that knowledge is always running and it's always there. Your case, you are beside one of it. But you are sitting on a wall high up. This is your personality. You. Where are you? There are several blocks. More block you have, taller your wall is. If you are the descendant of a king, therefore you are prince or princess. You have a couple of degrees. You have too much muscle. You have a lot of money. All of this are the basis of your personality. And you're sitting on the top of this wall. Therefore, listen to this guy, who suddenly will drop one brick in the water. Then something happens. The guy starts to take the bricks one by one and throw it down. The water will say, hey, why are you knocking me with the bricks? The guy responded that because there are two good outcomes in this for me, therefore I will not give up this technique I learned. The problem is paying attention to these two. What are the uses of this? The obvious one, which you will hear later, is with throwing down these bricks one by one, he's getting lower and lower and closer to water. Right? In reality, if you get rid of these blocks of ego you made out, little by little you get closer to the river you could drink. But that's secondary. Guess what? The first thing is listening to the sound of the water. That's the first important stuff. Because if you really love the water, you should love it like the fishes. Remember, he said everybody will have enough of water and will leave the water except the fishes, because the fishes live in it, not by it. Here he said the first thing is listening. The most important stuff of giving up your ego is to listen to the sound of the water, because that will keep you doing this. Because in a normal way, you use one, two bricks, then you give up, because this is something you pick it up and you're proud of. Only if you love the sound of the water, you will insist and go on up to the last brick to get rid of it. Here we tell you love stories. At the end, we hope that you will understand all the changes and you will give up all the nonsense of your ego. But we know that you will remain here if you love these stories. You love listening to the sound of the water. That's the trick. Yes?
The first advantage is hearing the call to attend of the water, which is to thirsty man is as a rebeck. The call to attend, therefore, has become like the call to attend of Israfil. By this, life has been transferred to one dead, or like the noise of thunder in the days of spring. From it, the garden obtains so many ornaments. Or like the days of alms to a poor man, or like the message of deliverance to a prisoner. It is like the breath of the merciful, which without mouth comes to Muhammad from Yemen.
Okay, we will go on and on. Why? Suddenly he started to bring, it's like this, it's like that, it's like that. What is like that? That sound of the water, yes. That invitation sound of the water. He wants you to understand what is he talking about. What I mean by throwing these bricks and listening to the sound of the water. You should be thirsty to listen to the advice of the knowledge. Because what is the water? Water is calling you, right? You could ignore it, or you could be ignorant of it. But water is calling you. When?
Always.
When you're thirsty. We talked about it. Rumi said, the thirsty fellow, they look for the water in this universe, and the water is looking for the thirsty people, right? So that creek is attracting us. That's because of the first seed. That thirst is in us. We are thirsty to find the truth, to think. That thirst is because of the water. And that water is what? First of all, that water is like Israfil. Israfil is a very funny angel. Very busy guy. Actually, he never did something, and only one day he will blow in his trumpet to call everyone to the judgment day. That's the only thing he does. That trumpet will make all the dead alive. See what that is? Exactly the same thing that he did at the beginning and brought everybody alive. This angel will do it. When? Right now. Every single moment that angel is doing. It's not that judgment day. It's this judgment day. And in this judgment day, the role of Israfil is
to
witness. to make that